providing all of your commercial and residential low voltage wiring needs.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Still talking in studio with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and Board Member Daryl Eady. And I understand there's a few more announcements we got to get out here pretty early. So, Daryl, go ahead.
Well, sure. I mean, the first thing we have to tell everybody is there is no school for all USD 383 students this Friday, April 19th. I'm sure all the students already know that, but just letting all the parents know. A reminder that the survey collecting name suggestions for the new elementary school in Blue Township is available through our website. That survey will close on April the 30th. A committee will be appointed by the superintendent to review the suggestions. That committee will forward their recommendation to the USD 383 Facilities and Growth Committee and the Board of Education. The USD 383 is taking nominations for several Celebration of Services Awards. The nomination forms and procedures are available on the website. Classified Employee of the Year, the Bob Schrack Excellence in Teaching Award, and the Substitute Teacher of the Year Award. And another important one, the Manhattan High School Prom is Saturday, April the 27th at the Manhattan Town Center. The promenade begins at 9 p.m. in the West Mall Courtyard. The dance runs from 9:30 to midnight. Fingers crossed for beautiful weather, as today. America Got Special Talent at Manhattan High School Thursday, April the 25th at 7 p.m. MHS invites you to enjoy this very special talent show, which can actually be very fun. One of the most special shows of the year. Looking ahead, MHS graduation is Sunday, May 19th. At 2 p.m. at Bramlage. The last day of school is Thursday, May 23rd. That's a half day only.
Can you believe school's already almost done?
No.
It's hard to believe that announcement's coming up already. So
yeah, it's felt fast for me, and I'm not even dealing with the school that much other than interviewing you nice folks. And I also want to put in a little plug for the Fit Closet, since you mentioned prom. They do have prom dresses available for those in need.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Get that out there. And Eric, I understand you have some donations to announce as well.
I've got some donations. A $1,000 cash donation from Blue Cross Blue Shield to Amanda Arnold Elementary for PE activities. A $6,000 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to Ogden Elementary for CLC field trips and transportation. A $1,210 cash donation from Family Implant Dentistry to Child Nutrition to help with meal account balances for those that are unable to pay. Grateful for those. And a $2,000 cash donation from Whole Kids Foundation to Ogden Elementary for their after-school garden club supplies. Total of over $10,000, and we're so grateful.
Very good. That's a decent amount there.
It is. Nice. Our community just, they blow me away sometimes. It's amazing. A lot of the time.
Well, most of their donations over the year totals almost a full meal. So it really does help. And that's about $600. So that really does help our school district, and we just can't thank the PTOs, the individuals, all of those groups enough. I mean, it's just great.
And I'm going to touch back a little bit to something you referenced a little bit earlier regarding the poll for the new elementary school name. Have you heard any suggestions yet, or is it all kind of behind closed doors until the survey is complete?
Well, we've got a Survey Monkey out there, so I haven't looked at them yet, to be with all honesty, but I can tell you in the first week we had over 800 suggestions.
Oh, man.
So there's a lot of them. So whoever gets appointed to that committee is going to have a lot of things to weed through.
Yeah, good luck.
And look and determine. So I think it'll be great. But yeah, I honestly haven't looked at it, and I've kind of tried not to look at it while the window's open. So
I've only heard of a couple, but like you said, you know, most of it's in the Survey Monkey, so don't really take a look at it until the drop dead day.
Fair enough. And again, we're previewing tonight's Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Board of Education meeting. That's at 6:30 in the Robinson Education Center. And we'll go ahead and get into a couple more agenda items for the evening. One of which is an update on I believe it's the annual bully prevention report, and presented by Dr. Lucas Shivers.
Yeah, that's a report that comes every year out of teaching and learning, and it's a survey about how we're doing on preventing bullying in the buildings and some of the interventions we've tried, and input back from students and parents about how we're doing.
It helps us tweak our programs a little bit. Yeah. Part of that also, you know, if we're letting people know what bullying really is, does that really let us, on these reports then, are people telling us really what's happening? And I think in the last couple of years, what has done is people are reporting more of what's actually happening in the schools, which is very beneficial to us. Mm-hmm. And then if we can tweak the programs a little bit here and there, I think one of the things that we've kind of noticed is an increase partially due to overcrowding in our schools. So the bond issue is going to help with some of that, we hope. And these reports will help reflect any of that.
And some of the preliminary elements of that report that I've seen have seemed to be trending in a good direction.
Tend to be, but there's always work to do.
Yeah.
I know it's always a concerning topic for parents. It's concerning for the school as well. And we always want to do everything we can to make sure the school's as safe as environment as we can make it. But the questions I like on that is where do you feel like this would take place? So we get our hot spots where people don't feel as safe as other spots. Where do you feel safest in the school? Where do you not feel as safe as those areas? And we try to target and make sure we're covering those areas, but also helping people deal with working through that.
So when you do receive reports of specific areas where bullying is more prevalent, you patrol those areas a little more with some like on-campus staff?
Supervise.
That's a good way to put it.
We put adult eyes in those places as much as possible.
Also can help us put up a camera if we need to, something like that for security reasons.
That happens as well.
So,
and also on the agenda tonight is an update on transgender guidelines, sort of to keep in protect students following with Title IX guidelines. And I understand this is sort of based off of a Topeka statute or a Topeka policy.
Yeah, it's kind of based off the Topeka policy, but also tweaked for Manhattan, probably following our practice that we've had, just putting it down in writing for people that are unclear about what we do. This is kind of puts our practice down in paper.
And this has sort of been discussed at a few meetings here. Could you touch back a little bit on how the topic arose first?
I think it came out of a conference that some of the board members went to 3 or 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just staying up with the current events and current things that are happening and trying to make sure that we're in line with what Topeka is expecting us to do as well.
All right. Straightforward. Pretty straightforward. Are there any other big items from the agenda? There's so much on here that I could probably just read down the list, but are there any more elements or aspects of the meeting tonight that I haven't touched on that you think are really pivotal and the public should know about?
There's a lot of it. I would say early learning memorandum of understanding between Trinity Presbyterian and USD 383 to take our displaced College Hill preschool students or early learning students while construction's going on. So had an opportunity to work with that church specifically that used to have a preschool within their church. So they had empty classrooms and we needed some classrooms and we got partnered up with them and been having great discussions with the church, be able to provide us some space. That'll allow us to move much quicker on College Hill. You can do more construction when there's not a lot of 3 and 4 year olds running around the campus. When you don't have to worry about students being there, they can go faster. They don't have to worry about the machines getting in the way. They don't have to worry about recess. They don't have to worry about people going in and out. So that's kind of a big deal for us to be able to move and not have to work around. So, I mean, honestly, it's going to save us months on those projects.
Well, we're also dealing with the modular units that are currently at the College Hill unit. Preschool, some of those were designed for 10 years. They've probably been there 30 years. Who knows how long on a couple of them. Showing that we are moving forward with the bond issue. It doesn't always look like things are moving quickly, but they are really happening right now. And tonight we'll have a facilities and growth meeting on the new elementary school as well. They'll take a couple hours. So,
and a reminder, that meeting, the Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 in the Robinson Education Center tonight. And unfortunately, we're pretty much out of time here, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Nick. Board of Education member, Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed. I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And we're going to switch gears in this next segment. Manhattan Area Tech College President Jim Jeanette will be in studio with us. Stay tuned for that here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Start saving with ESB Financial today and watch